not a good thing by itself. But when you're bold about the right thing, when your boldness is founded not on your arrogance, but on truth, on goodness, even better, on grace, how right that boldness is. Since we have such a hope as everlasting life purchased by the death and resurrection of Jesus, well, like St. Paul says, it's good to be very bold. You're listening to Aradio, your morning hour of prayer, meditation, and growth here on Worldwide KFUO. I'm your host, Pastor Jonathan Fisk. And for just a few moments here, let's take a glance back at Psalm 32. We've talked about this one here before, and it is one you, Lord willing, will recognize from one of the liturgies we tend to use in our Lutheran churches. And it's one of those places where I was always confused as a kid. I was like, what is this about? Because the pastor says part of it or sings it, and then it usually speaks, though, and the people respond, and it's just this much, right? I said, I will confess my transgressions unto the Lord, and you forgave the iniquity of my sin. The reason this always confused me is because you're changing persons as you speak the whole thing, right? So the pastor says, I confessed my transgressions unto the Lord, and then the people say the word you, and you forgave me. Well, who are they talking to, right? And so it always threw me off as a kid. It's like, what's going on? But in the context, this is one sentence. This is one idea. That David, probably dealing with his issue with Bathsheba, says, I did acknowledge my sin. I acknowledged my sin to you. I did not cover my iniquity. I said to myself, I'm going to go and confess my transgressions to the Lord. And what happened? The Lord, you, the one I'm praying to and talking to about this, you forgave the iniquity of my sin. And that's the reason it's quoted where it is in Divine Service 3, I believe it is, in the Lutheran Service book. I think it was Divine Service 1, kind of, in the old blue hymnal, and go back to 1941's hymnal, it was page 15. But the point of this is that you're coming together, the pastor says, you know, I'm here in the name of the Father, Son, and Holy Spirit for one purpose, which is effectively to remind you of your baptism, that you're one with Christ. And he says that we cannot possibly know all of our sins. And so he turns to the cross. He says, here's what I've said we're going to do. We're going to acknowledge our sins to God. And the people respond by saying, yes, because we believe the result of this, the end of this, is that he will forgive us for these sins. That's why you go to church, right? I mean, you can get it from the radio a little bit, but really, the reason you go is to have that absolution. Absolutely, I to you, one to the other, pastor to people, bread and wine to mouth, mind and heart, given to you. So that you too might be very bold. Knowing that anyone who eats the flesh and drinks the blood of the Son of Man, well, you have life in you. And he's going to raise you up on that last day. Oh, don't you love it? I know I do. More coming up at Sharper Iron, right on the other side of this little break. Going to look at being bold about law and gospel. Get ready to rock.